From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. American Indians from across the country are gathering tonight in Charlestown, Rhode Island, in a show of support for the Narragansett Indians. The tribe is locked in a bitter dispute with the state. On Monday, Rhode Island State Police raided a tax-free tribal smoke shop. After a violent confrontation with the Narragansetts, police confiscated cigarettes and money and arrested several tribal members, including the chief. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports that this is the latest chapter in a long and difficult history that pits the rights of states against the rights of Indian tribes.
As Indians gather for tonight's vigil, they'll join members of the Narragansett tribe who have been here all week. Yesterday afternoon, about 30 of them gathered around a smoky wood fire in front of a tan-colored trailer topped with a colorful sign that read, Narragansett Smoke Shop. The store opened last Saturday. On Monday, a team of state troopers with flak jackets, guns, and a dog shut it down. The troopers had to push through a line of tribal police and outraged tribal members, including Dawn Dove.
We have lived with injustice, and I think this is the thing that the larger majority, the population of Rhode Island, has now seen it with their own eyes.
The effort to serve a warrant to shut down the smoke shop turned into a violent brawl. This clip from Channel 10, the local NBC affiliate, shows state troopers wrestling tribal leaders to the ground. Chief Sachem Matthew Thomas fights a trooper before he's brought down, and it records the shock of smoke shop customers like Jay Birnbaum.
They just came in here and just threw people aside, put headlocks on people, started putting cuffs on people. The dog actually bit one of the policemen. I mean, this was the worst thing I have ever seen in my entire life. It didn't seem American at all. It seemed like Robin said, the Gestapo.
Eight people were sent to the hospital with minor injuries. Seven tribal members, including Chief Sachem Matthew Thomas, were arrested. By the end of the day, Thomas was out on bail, comparing the police tactics to the excessive force used against civil rights demonstrators in the 1960s.
So when the state police showed up, and their dogs and all of the people in military garb, the Narragansett Indian tribe did what it's always done. It stood to protect its land. And it's unfortunate because it's 2003. But I said today that Governor Cacheri should be ashamed of himself.
Yes. The Narragansett say because they're a federally recognized tribe, the state has no right to collect taxes from tribal businesses like the smoke shop. But Rhode Island argues under the terms of a 1978 land claim settlement with the tribe, it can tax them. Governor Don Carcheri, who approved the police raid, at first blamed the Indians for a flagrant violation of state law. But by midweek, he apologized that people were hurt and said it was the state's attorney general who advised him to send in the troopers and suggested there was blame to share.
I instructed the state police to attempt to serve the warrant under the explicit condition that if any resistance were encountered, the state police were to withdraw. There would have been no incident had Chief Thomas simply accepted the service of the warrant. He did not do so.
Carcheri, a Republican, has ordered an investigation into the police raid. The state's attorney general, Patrick Lynch, a Democrat, accuses the governor of scapegoating the police and ducking responsibility. Just across the street from the Narragansetts, the Charlestown administrator, Richard Sarter, argues that in fact the police showed restraint and says the tribe was being deliberately provocative by opening an illegal business.
They knew that would not be looked upon favorably. The state tax department, the governor's office, others were all very concerned about that. The state of Rhode Island is dependent on taxes that they receive from all of those types, the sin taxes, whatever. If those revenues were interrupted, our taxes would increase. It's as simple as that.
The Narragansetts and the state of Rhode Island have had a rocky relationship for years. The tribe is frustrated lately with the state's refusal to allow it to build a casino. Tribal member Don Dove says shutting down the smoke shop was the latest blow.
We need a means of economic support for our people. The only kind of money they want us to make, they want us to go sit on the side of the road and sell beads. They'll be happy with that. But beyond that, they don't want to see that.
Rhode Island Governor Don Carcheri says he wants to help the Narragansetts develop their economy, but without a casino. In the meantime, the dispute over the smoke shop, taxes, and jurisdiction has landed in federal court. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.